All right, so I'm joined by the newly elected president of the Pontiac Artists Association, Cheryl Bayard. Cheryl, how's it going?
Fine, thank you.
All right, so could you tell us a little bit about what you guys have planned here coming up for the summer?
Well, we've got a number of projects, but the biggest one for us, I think, is the opening of a new shop, which will be done in our lower gallery at the Stone School and will be available and open 4 days a week, something we haven't done before. And it'll be in tandem, of course, with our regular exhibitions upstairs in the large gallery. It's a really exciting project for us. We've got some 32 artists, I think, at this point, who are going to put their work in the shop.
Cool. So you can tell me a little bit about how that came about. How long have you guys been discussing this?
Well, actually, it's basically since I joined. I think we started with a fairly new group of members on the board this year, and we were looking around coming out of the pandemic to think what we could do, really to put Art Pontiac and Portage du Four more on the map, if you like, as we come out of this period of hibernation. So one of the things we thought about doing was putting the work on in a permanent display of our artists, and we could display many more of artists rather than the limited number we can put on in any one time during a season.
And so is this, so when exactly is it going to be open there? You said
Well, it starts at the opening that we're planning now. We're doing some renovations, small renovations on a scale to create the new space for the shop. We're going to have everything from paintings, prints, and textiles to ceramic, sculpture, stained glass, wood carvings, jewelry, scarves, and a whole variety of gift cards. So there'll be little things and big things, and people can rummage through it and enjoy it. But at the moment, we're just assembling now display cases and looking for people to help us with putting it all together.
And who's going to be staffing this? Volunteers from these associations?
Well, we're hoping that we'll be able to have a student working for us this summer who will be on hand every day. And we always work with our artists themselves. It's a totally volunteer-driven organization. We're not commercially based. We're there to promote the work of our artists and the Pontiac. So we staff the exhibitions and the shop ourselves. We take turns.
And I'm assuming all the art that's there is all from association members?
Indeed. Well, actually, that's not true. We sometimes have shows that come to us from other areas. Anyone who does exhibit at the school, at the Stone School, does have to become a member. So in that sense, we grow our membership as well. But no, we have artists who are contributing from various areas. I don't know if you're interested, but the program, we have a six different major expositions this summer. The first one is called Conversations, and it's a group of fiber artists, textile artists, some from the Ottawa area, and the other half is from Newfoundland. So it's a combined show that is actually traveling through the area.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and then we have a new resident to Fort Collonge, Suzette Kelly, will have a show of her sculptures made from Amos cheese boxes, and I think that's going to be quite interesting.
For sure.
And Maria Connell, who's a local part-time resident at the Pontiac and the chair of our sponsorship committee, she's going to have her very colorful paintings on display. And then we have a special exhibition this year, which is combining science and the environment and art, and that is called Call of the Turtle, and it's an exposition which is intended to raise awareness about the plight of our local turtles and protecting wetlands and their environment, along with the art of all our members. And that's drawing a lot of interest and people from both sides of the river.
Very cool.
And you guys... Yeah, and we're doing that in collaboration with some local environmental and science-based groups. And then finally, we have a group of printmakers from the Ottawa Valley and Gatineau who've teamed up. You know, I think I made a mistake, actually. Conversations, the first one I said earlier, was a group of fiber artists.
Mm-hmm.
They're local people, but it's the final show, which is called Waterworks, which involves printmakers from the Ottawa Valley and the Gatineau, who've teamed up with another group of artists from Newfoundland.
Okay.
So, not sure if I got it confused, but if I did,
I hope
I fixed it now.
We corrected the record there. No problem.
Okay.
And so, you guys typically change up the shows or the exhibitions. They're about once a month, eh?
That's right. They're four-week shows. The last one will go 5 weeks because it's going to finish up on the day, I believe, that's being planned for an open house across the Pontiac of artwork.
And everyone can, if they're looking for specifics on dates and times and that stuff, it's all available on your website as well?
It will be shortly. The website right now hosts pictures and images of many of the work of our artists, but also our school and our exposition schedule is going to go up shortly. It may be being done as we speak.
And as far as the membership of the association there, you're mentioning that you just got elected there, but I guess what would you say to someone who might be interested in becoming a member of the association? What benefits does it bring?
Oh, well, I think it brings the opportunity to work and meet with other artists in the area, to display your work, to participate in shows. And we're going to have a number of new activities this year, including, we hope, taking Art Pontiac on the road, so we'll be attending booths at perhaps agricultural fairs and craft shows and art shows. It's just a great group of people, and I think anyone who has an interest who may not have started doing art can consider joining us, and we're welcoming everybody.
Are you guys looking to fill any positions on your board there or just in the organization in general?
Oh, always looking for volunteers. We have a great group of people, but we are a lot of projects this year that need help with both supervision, staffing, putting together shows, and managing our shop. But we do need help on the board as well. We've lost a couple of members both to ill health and for other reasons, so we have a couple of spaces, and anyone who's interested just has to go to our website and contact and write to us at info@artpontiac.com, or they can reach out directly, but I think they'd find the information on the website. Just write to us and tell us you're interested.
Awesome. Cheryl, I want to thank you for your time here. If there's anything else that we neglected to mention or didn't touch on too much there, I'll give you the last word here to...
Well, I guess with particular attention to the need for on our board, anyone with bookkeeping skills or ability to review reports would be helpful because we've lost our treasurer. So we'd like to replace someone who has those types of skills.
Cheryl, I want to wish you well with your new presidency there.
Thank you very much. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun.